In the last 2 years, I've seen a growing number of communication experts across YouTube, social media, and in live workshop settings. And whilst I welcome new people to this environment, I'm always a little dismayed how they're not really bringing anything new to the table. In fact, most of the experts just seem to be rehashing old ideas, which are already outdated and perhaps less effective than they used to be. And whilst there are some fundamentals that will never change as long as it's humans that we're talking about communicating, there is misleading advice that can lose you trust and credibility simply because of its past connotations. In a world where everything and everyone is on show, the once formal approach to communication seems rigid and manipulative. You can see it everywhere in media, like news broadcasts have been switched for podcasts. Politicians and business CEOs have relaxed their approach. You can even see in America, Donald Trump, he's much more casual than previous presidents used to be. Business CEOs are now speaking and doing more TED Talks, and actually part of their job is not just running the company, it's also becoming part of the brand. And that means they've got to connect on a human level. And I'd argue that in the past, all good communicators have done that, have been able to speak like a human, very naturally, very almost like they're in the room with you and they're speaking directly to you. So it's not a new skill. It's just that the training seems to be so formal and so precise and so rigid in a sense that I feel we need to get rid of that and some of those tropes and ideas that we the trainers and communication experts are still stuck in. And why else are people like Gary Vaynerchuk and podcasters such as Diary of a CEO, Stephen Bartlett, and of course Joe Rogan so popular? It's because despite what guests they get on, they manage to speak to them and get the humanity out of them. They let down their guard, their barriers, and we know who we're really dealing with. And that's why these platforms, I believe, are so effective and so powerful. It's also probably why reality TV has proven so popular, because we don't feel we're being lied to. We don't feel like it's set up. We believe these people because we're seeing the real them. And it's important to remember in 2026. If someone is being deceptive or manipulative, we know it, don't we? Don't we? You just do. You get a feeling about this. You don't always say to yourself in your head, oh, well, I don't trust that person because of the way they're standing or because of the way they're speaking. But intuitively, we understand that they're not being honest or not being natural. And if someone's trying to cover up what they mean by saying it a certain way or using certain tropes or standing in a certain posture, we kind of automatically now get it. So we're already past the Toastmaster style speaking, and we've moved into a new era of communication. And it's time we all caught up with it. So the world's top speakers and influencers right now aren't manipulating others with their body language, their gestures, or their superficial strength. They are showing up with the knowledge and authority of their knowledge and sharing themselves as they are. But what's key is they are present and connected to their audience. Because if you can't show up and speak truthfully from the heart, others aren't sure if they can trust you anymore. So finding ways to be present and communicate yourself in a way that's natural, from the heart, connected, is likely the biggest communication skills you can learn in 2026. And when I work with my clients on their communication, the biggest part of the journey seems to be how they create the conditions for themselves to achieve that. So they're not beating themselves up. You're not in their heads. They're not thinking too hard on how they're being perceived, and instead presenting themselves in such a way that their focus is on their audience and they are serving. And when they are presenting, they are gifting themselves to the world. Now, I understand that you might be working in a corporate environment or in education or in some kind of environment where you're required to speak and communicate yourself in a certain way. Perhaps there's a culture to where you work, or, you know, applied principles that you need to stand by to meet the guidelines of wherever you are. But still within that, you can find a way to connect, to remain present, to create the conditions for yourself that you can think outside of yourself and stop thinking about what you need to remember and more what you're trying to achieve. Remember, good communicators have always, throughout time, no matter what the genre or the trend of the time is, they've been the most relaxed, the most self-assured, and the most present people in the room, able to step aside their own ego and focus on their audience. When we adopt superficial gestures, body language, and perhaps structured tropes that don't necessarily represent who we truly are, or how we really want to communicate, or what we really are truly communicating, our body unconsciously knows that we're lying to it. And if that happens, if there's any conflict inside, if we feel that this is a bit rigid, if we feel that this structure, you know, is kind of limiting us, is holding us back, other people feel that too. They see the conflict inside. They see the nervousness that comes from that conflict. And we feel uncomfortable and we don't trust. We lose credibility. So creating the conditions is of vital importance. In this video here, I go through my 30 years of experience as a communications coach and actor and performer, so you can learn also to speak with clarity, confidence, and ease. See you there.